Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another.
Sure.
The date today is the 16th of September 2009 and the time is 12:20 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
Okay. My name is Douglas Kinnaird. I'm 28 and I come from Glasgow.
And how are you today?
Fine. Just getting a bit nervous, but hopefully that's going to pass.
Yeah. What's making you nervous about the project, you think?
I think just being up there where there's lots of people around. I'm not really very extroverted, and I don't usually draw a lot of attention to myself, but now that's exactly what I'm going to be doing. So that's definitely not something that I usually do.
So. Why did you decide to apply to be part of One Another?
I was reading an article in the Scotsman newspaper. It was written by one of the columnists who had actually gone up in the plinth in sort of the beginning of July. So this was about midway through July that she'd her column came up telling her what she had gone up and done. And basically the whole way that she summed up it was more like a what the hell, why not attitude. And I thought, what the hell, why not? And so I put my name in. And I didn't really think about it until I got the email saying that I'd actually got the place on the plinth, which came as a complete shock to me because I was not expecting it whatsoever.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, what happened then?
Well, basically, I'd got home from work, so I was very tired, so I read the email, and I thought, right, okay, and then I went to bed, and it wasn't until the next day that I actually started thinking about it. First of all, why am I going up there, and what am I going to do? And so that's what, then it's just basically telling people throughout the day. I had a few good friends at work who have helped me with what I'm going to be doing today, and I think they were just more excited about it than I was at that time, but just to be able to help me out.
Okay. And so, why are you going up there, do you think?
I think it's because I would like to do something different like this. I would like to get involved in something like this, something that's unique and extraordinary.
So what did you decide to do, or how did you decide to spend your hour?
I knew that I would want to try and tell a story in some way. And so that was my main objective, is to tell a story. And I thought back to the old Bob Dylan music video for, I think the song was called Subterranean Homesick Blues, and where he's in an alleyway and he's got these cards, and as he drops a card, it will have like one of the words that he sings in the song. And I think that came into my head, and I thought I'll try doing something like that. And so that's how it came about.
So is that what you're going to do?
Yes, yeah, so something similar would be using these two cards. To tell a story with, to tell two stories really. The first is more like a children's story, done with drawings done by my friend Sapna. And that's that first story. Then you've got the main story, which is made to look as though it's real. We have some photographs that friends and I took of me in particular situations that make it look as though these are actual genuine photos that help illustrate this genuine story, although it's entirely fictional.
And what's the story?
It's a story about a guy who has a drinking problem, and as a result he loses his girlfriend over it, and after that things start going worse, bad to worse. Eventually he does manage to get help, and leads himself to recovery, and it's all about how he looks at his life now rather than as it was before when he was drinking, and how things have now changed.
Okay. What inspired this story?
I don't actually know what inspired it entirely. I think what I wanted to do was tell a story about lost love. I think that was the main theme of the story that I wanted to have. And the alcoholism is really more of a vehicle to bring about that lost love. So I think that's really where that came from.
And is telling stories something that you like to do anyway?
It's something I would like to do more of. This is really the first time I've actually put something into practice like this and actually produced something. But I've always thought in the past, oh, that would make a great story, I should write that down someday. And just never get around to it. So this really is my first full story.
And did you sort of get help from your friends you mentioned?
Yes. One of them was Karen McNabb. She helped me a lot with the photos. And another friend of hers is her sister Jenny. She poses as the model for Anne, the main character, or the main character's girlfriend in the story. So she's posed as his girlfriend. And so I got a lot of help from them, and also they helped me with sourcing cards get done and all that kind of stuff. Also, the moral support as well has been quite good. They're really encouraging me. So you're going to go for this?
And why did you decide to tell a story, do you think?
I don't actually know why. I think I just felt I wanted to do something that would grab people's attention, maybe engage with the people watching. I think that's probably my main really why I want to tell a story. But
have you ever done anything like this before, taken part in something?
Never. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this.
And how are you feeling about it?
Somewhat excited, actually. I'm eager to see how it's all going to be perceived, particularly by people watching who know me back home who will be watching this. So I can't wait to actually speak to them and find out what they thought.
Who are you doing this for?
Really myself, I would say.
What kind of experience do you hope to get out of taking part in one another overall?
I hope something that would give me the motivation to do more things like this. Basically to get all those stories that I had good ideas for and actually do something with them. I think that's really why I'm up here, is trying to motivate me into doing that.
Do you feel like you have a lot of stories in you?
I've got quite a few. I think everybody says that, but I do think I've got quite a few that are actually really good.
And are they generally fictional stories?
Generally fiction, yeah. Some are based upon real life incidents in the past, but majority of them are fiction.
And what would you like to do with your stories that you have in your head?
I would like to write short stories, and maybe eventually a novel. Okay.
Can I ask you to say a bit about yourself?
No, certainly. Well, I'm 28 years old. I'm a waiter from Glasgow. I'm a little bit shy when you first get to meet me. That's just really why I'm not by going out and that kind of thing. Really, I don't know what else to say about myself, to be honest with you. I like reading quite a lot and watching films and all the usual kind of stuff. And so far, this is probably the most extraordinary thing that's actually happened to me so far in my life, really.
Is writing something that you've always enjoyed?
Well, it's never actually something I've really done, to be honest with you. I think it's something that I've always wanted to do, but I've just never had maybe not the confidence to actually go ahead and do it. I think that's why I'm going up here today, just to try and help me with that. Okay.
You're from Glasgow.
Yeah.
Is that where you're from originally?
No, I was born in Chelmsford in Essex, but my parents are both from Scotland, and we moved to Prestwick in Ayrshire when I was about 4 years old, just where I grew up. And when I was about 21, I went down to Cardiff to go to university. I was only there for 1 year, and I kind of dropped out, where I got a job in a hotel in the Shetland Isles. So I worked in the Shetland Isles for about a year and a half, then came back to Ayrshire. Worked in a hotel over in Ayrshire for about 2 years. Then I came up to Glasgow about 2 years ago. I've been there ever since. That's basically my life story.
What did you study at university before you left?
Ancient and medieval history. Didn't really find it interesting. I think that's why I dropped out. It sounded interesting at first, but then once I got to know it, this wasn't for me.
Has that affected you in any way, do you think, sort of starting university and not finishing?
It's something that sometimes I look back on and think, well, I did actually have a good year, even though I didn't enjoy the course. I did have a good year. What would it have been like if I'd actually stayed and actually done it? Would my life be so much different to what it is now? But I don't think I really have any regrets about it.
Yeah. And what are your passions now in life?
Well, one thing is working, and I work as a waiter. One thing I really do is enjoy giving good customer service, and I like to be able to do the best job that I possibly can, and also the experience for the customer, for the restaurant. I do work in quite a very high-end restaurant in Glasgow. It's won plenty of awards, and it's quite well known. So I think hopefully, sorry, I forgot where I was going with that.
Your passions?
Our passions. Apart from that, there's not really much I can say about what my passions are, to be honest.
You really enjoy your job?
Yeah. Most of the time, yeah. Maybe not at 2 o'clock in the morning, but...
What's it like working in a high-end restaurant as a waiter?
There's a lot of pressure on you to make sure that things are absolutely right. A lot of long hours are involved in that as well. And the pay, well, waiter's pay for the catering is never really that great anyway. So I'm definitely not doing it for the money or for the... Well, the fact that it might be an easy job, I think. So I think it must be about the results that I get from feedback from customers, knowing that I myself have done a good job. I think that's what keeps me coming back to that job.
And how about your interests?
My interests? I do have an interest in history. Even though the Cardiff thing didn't work out, I still like to read about history, particularly about the Second World War. Reading in general would be another interest that I have. I'm just trying to think what else I could be to. The cinema, I go to cinema quite a lot. Probably at least 2 or 3 times a week. Just whenever I get a night off, I get some spare time. Just go see a film that I haven't seen before.
Is there a particular genre of film that you like? Or
Not at all, no. I'm very eclectic with my film tastes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoy going to see pretty much every single type of film. That there is. I could quite happily go to see like a historical drama, or I could see the new science fiction films, or I could see a romantic comedy. I'm quite happy to see all three.
And do you think it's the story aspect that you like?
Yeah, definitely. If there's not a good story to it, if it's not an original story, then I don't really enjoy it that much. That's not true.
Can I ask about your upbringing a little bit?
Sure.
What was that like?
Very normal and uneventful. I think that's the best way to describe it. I lived with my parents for about till I was. My parents split up when I was 18, and we basically just lived in Prestwick. I went to school, and then my parents split up, and I went to college after that. There's nothing really I can. I think it's a bit extraordinary. It was just the usual 2.4 children, usual nuclear family. And until I actually turned an adult, which my mum revealed to me was that the only reason why she stayed with my dad for so long was because she didn't want to leave until both me and my brother had grown up. And obviously towards the end there was a bit of tension between mum and dad, which you could definitely feel. We definitely knew it was there. And we definitely knew that something was going on, but they always tried to hide it. Maybe not that well, but...
And how was that for you?
It was quite difficult, but I... At that time of life, I had started becoming quite withdrawn. I was quite a withdrawn teenager. And so, basically, I just ignored it, basically, and just tried my best not to deal with it. That's pretty much how I dealt with it.
Why do you think you were withdrawn?
Shyness, I think. I've always have been a shy person, even today I'm still shy. That's probably one of the first things people would say about me. If they would describe me, would be very shy.
What about other qualities?
Other qualities? I know that I am quite intelligent. I think not as intelligent as some people might think. I think I come off is a lot more intelligent than what I really am. And I think other qualities, I am quite generous, and I'm always trying my best not to be nasty or unhelpful to anybody. I always really like to try and help people. I've never actually been involved with charities before. It's something I actually quite like to do, volunteer with charities. But so far, I haven't actually done anything about that yet. But that's one of the things I'll also be doing today is promoting a couple of charities. And after reading about them, after doing all the research on them, I feel that I might actually like to quite get involved with these charities a little bit more.
What charities are they?
It's the Scottish Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and Shelter, which is a housing charity.
And why are these particular charities, do you think?
Well, I've always liked animals, and I can't bear the thought of anybody being cruel to an animal. Like, as part of this show, photo, I'll be showing a cat that had been rescued by the SSPCA, which had had its leg amputated because it had been shot with an air rifle. And I just don't understand how anyone could do that. I don't understand why they would do that. The second thing was to be a shelter, a charity shelter. I originally included them because I was already donating to Shelter at the time. But that was because I'd been signed up the streets. There's one of the people who stop you in the street and ask you to tell a bit more about the charity. But I hadn't really gone into that much depth about what the charity actually did. At least I just said, yeah, okay, I'll give you £5-10 a month. And they're quite happy for that. And I just went on, and then they got placed in the plinth and thought, well, that's a charity that I support. So really I should say something about them. And after that I started going into a bit more about the charity. And they seem to focus quite heavily on children in poor housing. So 1 in 7 children in the UK are living in substandard housing, which is quite surprising for a country that's supposed to be in the first world. And so they do their best to try and change that, try and pressure those in power to make the changes. Okay.
Do you know much about your kind of family history at all?
Family history? Well, on my mum's side, she came from quite a big family. She had quite a lot of brothers and sisters. They were from all over the place, because my granddad used to work, used to travel around the country working, taking the family with him. He was a shipbuilder while he was a welder in the shipyards. And on my dad's side, that was quite a middle-class family. My granddad, he had several jobs, but mainly sort of executive jobs, that kind of thing. He was an executive for Scotch Tape, So he really had a middle class background. He only had one brother, who was much younger than him. So there's quite two different family backgrounds there. Beyond that, I think that's really just which branch of the family I came from.
And being born yourself in England and then moving to Scotland at a young age, do you consider yourself Scottish now?
Yeah, I do consider myself Scottish because my parents are Scottish and I grew up in Scotland. So I do say I was Scottish. But really I'm more happy to say that I'm British first rather than being Scottish. I think that's... I'm quite happy to say that I'm British more than anything else.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think maybe I'm more proud of being part of the UK rather than Scotland. I'm certainly not for Scottish independence. I think we're much better off within the UK. So I think that's probably why it comes to it.
And is there anything else that you'd like to say about yourself? To kind of any other sort of interests or passions that you have?
No, I don't think so. I know I will probably think of something later on. I'll be off in the plinth and thought, I should have said that, but there's nothing at the moment that comes to mind.
How about your ambitions for the future?
Well, I would like to try and continue this writing, and maybe see if I actually have any talent for it, see if I can actually go anywhere with it. I think that's probably one of the things I'd like to do. Feeling that, just trying to find what it is I would be good at. I know I'm going to be a waiter, but I don't want to be a waiter my entire life. And I don't want to go into the next step, which is like management. I don't want to become a restaurant manager or anything like that. So I would have to find out where I'm going to be.
Any ideas?
Nothing at all. I've been pretty much floating for the past few years, just trying to find something.
And how is that? How do you feel about that?
Sometimes I do feel a bit frustrated, actually. Not knowing where anything is heading, not knowing where I might be in 10 years' time. Also, not knowing what I'm doing so I can actually go ahead and do it, rather than just leaving it till later on and finding out. I'd hate to find out later on in life that that's really what I should have been doing. and they've wasted everything else before now.
Who are you doing this for today?
Myself, I would say mainly myself. Yeah.
And what do you think of one another?
I quite find it very interesting. I would quite like to, certainly, obviously hearing that there might be a book afterwards, I've heard, and I would quite like to see that, see what everybody else has been doing, seeing that that's similar to what I did, or I would never have thought of doing that, or I've never had the courage to do that. The actual project itself, at first I wasn't quite sure what it was all about, but I think I understand now about bringing even just a very small representation of the population together, but to have them show how different everybody is, how everybody has different ideas, everybody has different tastes, everybody has different things that they want to see. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.